Hey, David.
Hey, how's it
Hey,
going?
hey, David, how are you doing?
I'm all right.
You're all right? Okay, it's John with Local Splash. I'm the one who signed you up originally.
Yes, sir.
Hi. I heard you had a passing in the family.
I did.
Oh, my God. My condolences to you.
I appreciate it. Look, I'm not trying to sound like an asshole here or anything like that. Is there any way I can cancel service and get a refund?
Oh, likewise. That's why I reached out to you. I didn't want it to come off as harsh or insensitive. You know, usually when somebody requests a cancellation, I just push the refund button and it sends them their money back. But when I do it now, it declines it mainly because there was a service agreement that was texted to you on Friday and it looks like you signed off on it. And usually when you sign that and we get it back, it starts dispersing the funds towards the campaign. You know, it sends money over to Google, sends some money over to Facebook to load up for your Facebook ads campaign. And so it doesn't allow me to just reverse the transaction because it, you know, basically you consented to go ahead and disperse the funds. It's one thing to process it, but then, you know, when you sign off on that and it also kind of waives the rescission. So it's literally not allowing me to reverse the transaction. That's why I wanted to get on the line and explain that to you. But in order to like maximize your return on investment from it, you're only committed to a month. You know, I'd highly recommend, you know, completing the client interview and getting up there. If you could complete a single job, I mean, that'll easily offset the cost of the investment.
So the answer is no. Okay. That's fine. I've tried to, log in. That's the reason that the service agreement was signed. Tried to log in so that I could cancel it.
Oh,
but
yeah. Usually that you sign it, it's the whole contract there.
That's fine. That's obviously isn't going to work. I would like to cancel all service moving forward.
Okay. But then
I can't even link my Google to it. I've tried 150 times.
You can't link your what to it? Your Google business profile?
I can't link anything to it. It gives me an error code.
To what?
So, cause I don't know anymore. Honestly, I'm not looking at it. I'm having a really bad day, and my account's about $200 overdrawn now.
Jesus Christ.
So, I would like to cancel any service moving forward.
Uh-huh.
Whatever money you guys have collected off of this, congratulations. You now have the easiest $250 ever.
No. That's not how we look at it.
You're loading. Well, I know that's not how you look at it, but this is the facts of it. It's now the easiest money ever made because literally there's no work that can be done. You can load it into this and load it into that, but if nobody can access it, it doesn't do any good. And
yeah, that's what I was really saying. It's not like we're collecting it. It gets dispersed. It's like Meta's going to consume it. Google's going to consume it.
Right.
Well, this
but
is the thing.
Is
why don't
consume
we
consume it if my accounts aren't even linked to it? Because
yeah,
I,
that's
you
what I'm saying.
It gives me a denial.
Yeah, but it's impossible to get kicked out of them completely because we're partnered with Google and Meta. So that's why I was telling you, I can't see what you're trying to do on your end. But if we have consent from you to access it, we can get in there and access it and run the campaign.
I completely understand.
Doing it for 21
whenever
years.
I go to Local Splash and I try to log in, and
mm-hmm.
it tells me, oh, we need to link your Google account. I click on that
mm-hmm.
because it's prompting me every 3 seconds to link my Google account. Every
yeah.
time I click on something,
so
I'm
just to be transparent with
to
you,
do that,
David,
it gives
David,
me this big long
relax.
Error code.
Please relax. Please relax. I know you're going through a lot right now. I don't want you to stress yourself out. Okay? Usually when you set up an account with us, immediately after is that client interview that I talked about. During that client interview process, they literally set this up and like go through that on how to add us as manager. We get it all set up during that call. It's just we missed that call on Friday, right? I'm supposed
mm-hmm.
to reschedule that call in order to get the campaign moving forward so you're not just throwing money away. Because we don't want that. That's the last thing we want. We want to have you listed, get you at least a return on investment from it. If you cancel it at the end of the month and you want to run away with what we've created, and that's totally fine. But at least do that and at least have verification done. At least put yourself in a position to try to offset that cost. I know you're upset and you're going through a lot right now, but just going, pulling the plug on everything and throwing it away before it's even got off the ground or had a chance to show you any kind of return on investment is really not the way to go about it.
No, no, it, it is.
So, see, part of the contract isn't just about you paying. It's about what we're going to do for what you've paid. And I know you already have upheld that end. And if they're telling us, hey, we can't reimburse them on that end, okay, well, we're not. If you cancel it, that's canceling our services. We want to uphold our end of it so that way you can make that money back. It's not very difficult with the kind of work that you do to make that money back. That's what I'm saying. So it takes a little bit of cooperation on your part, maybe like 30 to 45 minutes to get through a client interview. We'll communicate with Google, get the verification completely done. That way you never have to go through those loops again. Even if you do leave us later, you know, you won't have to jump through those loops again. It'll be done and handled. So I highly recommend going that route. I know you're going through a lot. You probably don't want to focus on work right now, but in my opinion, I've lost a lot of people, including my mother, and sometimes getting busy and keeping your mind off of it is actually a good thing. You might want to consume with positive things that are going to benefit you in the long run rather than something negative like picking up a bottle or sitting in a room all day long. So,
brother, I can appreciate that. I can appreciate the sentiment. Okay. I'm a firm believer in the best lessons are the ones that you actually pay for. Right now, my account, like I said, is about negative $200 because of everything that's going on. Believe me, I'm at work right now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? I'm offsetting this cost right now.
Good.
But instead of focusing on this...
I know. I hope you would have called me before then. I know you talked to me briefly on Tuesday, and we were, and that's when we rescheduled the payment. And it was like, okay, I'll call you beforehand, you know, and I could obviously have stopped it just like the last time, you know. But it was like, okay, yeah, push it to Friday. If anything changes, I'll call you. And then they never got the call. So it automatically processes. It's not like we're manually running payments, you know.
No problem.
So I'm sorry, you know. I'm sorry. I feel really bad about this situation right now, especially being negative. Like, I don't want to put anybody in that position.
Don't worry about it. It's fine. I would like to cancel service. Like I said, Meta, Google, whoever else these funds have been dispersed to.
It's in your service agreement. If you go to your tracking system, it has like a whole breakdown of it all.
Good on them. Congratulations.
Probably just made the
easiest little bit of money in their life because I am not doing anything with it.
I hear you.
I tried to log in and get this handled immediately and haven't been able to. I've got the final word just now.
Where are you hung up on getting into there? Because the username's your phone number and the password's the internet. I'm logged into it right now.
I've logged into that.
Okay. Where are you getting stuck?
I'm not getting stuck. I'm not allowed to. It gives me a gigantic error code that's like a syntax whenever I attempt to link my Google account. But that's not the problem. That's not the problem. I could give a shit less about that.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly. Okay. With everything that happened, we were not ready to move forward on this immediately.
Mm.
With everything that went on at one time over this last week,
yeah,
we were not. And I was not in a position to be able to answer the phone at an actual funeral,
mm-hmm.
if that makes any sense. Now, that being said, there's nothing more that can be done. If I was denied a refund, I'm denied a refund. That's perfectly fine. But what I would like to do is go ahead and cancel any further services,
mm-hmm.
and just leave it there. I'm going to go out today. I'm going to make sure I make this money back up. I'm going to make sure all that good stuff. But I will just go ahead and deal with it in another round. I appreciate it anyway, though.
Okay. Can I just for our own notations, can I have the, like, the exact reason for cancellation?
The exact reason is I'm not a big fan of, I'm just not with it. I'm just not with it right now. Basically, my own personal reasons. Shitty week, topped with checking my account this morning when we're actually getting up and going to work and it's negative because of this. On top of, I've tried to log in and it's given me a 4.5 mile long error code. On top of, I attempted to reach out Saturday and Sunday like 5 or 6 times, but those are not office hours. Completely
right.
Get that. So I had to wait it out until Monday.
Well, if you had sent me a message, time, I mean, I would have came
I'm
in
on,
jumped on.
You guys are on Pacific time. I'm
yeah,
on
we're
Eastern
in California.
Time. So I've been sitting here waiting until 10 o'clock my time so that I can immediately make this call and attempt to get this rectified as soon as possible.
Yeah. Well,
to be met with.
Just to understand, so, like, even if I were
your money
able
has
to...
been first to Google and Facebook, even though you guys do not have access to my Google or my Facebook yet.
Yeah, that goes into the little hub you can see on the back end in your tracking system. But even if I were able to get the refund, it would actually solve that issue immediately, you know? It takes your bank like 3 to 5 business days just to give you that money back. So you'd still be in this position. Whereas if we look at it from the other perspective, you know, I understand you're having problems logging in. There isn't anything that you've mentioned that wouldn't be fixable just by a simple sitting down, going through that client interview that was scheduled. Or if I had it scheduled today, I mean, we could easily get through it and get you on the other side of this where you're actually in position to start making some money back. And you're going to want these listings long-term for your company.
I completely agree. I understand 1,000%. This is, we have chosen to go a different route.
I hear you. Well, look, I can process the cancellation. I want to see what I can do. I mean, because right now I've already tried to refund you, and it's just declining it. It's not like I'm not trying, you know. I understand your position. It's that, and that's why I wanted to call you, because I'm just like, okay, I've tried to refund it, and if I just tell him, hey, no refund, without explaining to him what's happening on my side, then it just sounds really bad, you know.
Well, it sounds no different than whenever I call the main office, and the main office tells me, oh, there's nothing we can do. Call whoever signs you up. Don't know what to tell you.
What
is even the point of having a main
office
number if there's nothing they can do for you?
So my rep actually sent you to me after they had already, like, talked to you. And usually they only send guys to me if they want, like, a discounted pricing structure, which is also another issue that they're having on the back end, is because the money that you've paid for the package, it's a platinum package. So it's like, it's normally $599. Our company, withheld $0. Like 100% of what you paid was going into the campaigns. And for us to build and host it for you, we weren't going to make anything. It was more so like I was investing in this actually working out for you and turning into a long-term solution if we can make the campaign comparable to your competitor that you were asking. So I was like, okay, you know, I'll bite the bullet on this, do it at $299 for a platinum. Let's try to copy or mimic these guys, get his campaign up and running. And I know you were doing Home Advisor by Angie's. So I was like, okay, we'll beat that out and it'll.
I wasn't actually. I've never done Home Advisor. I've
it has your name on there.
Grossly against paying for leads like that. I've never signed up for Home Advisor or Angie's List.
That's odd, yeah, because you have a listing right now. You want me to send it over to you?
Sure.
Okay. Yeah, because there's also a Yelp, too.
There is Yelp, yes. I do have the free Yelp page.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I was looking at it. Your Google Business profile was never verified either.
I don't know, man. I don't know.
I know you started in May of last year. It says there's some, like, requests going through there. But, yeah, we were already getting deep into it. You know, that's why I was like, okay, you know, let's document this. Let's send it all in writing. We put it on a hold for you. That didn't work. Then we rescheduled the post date. So it's like, I jumped through a lot of loops. You know, you got to understand, I'm trying to help you out. So I hope it's not any kind of bad sentiment towards me. I'll see what I could do also about the payment. You know, like I said, it's declining. Otherwise, I would just send it back to you. Even if I am able to get it approved, though, it's not going to fix your immediate situation. It usually takes the bank a while to get it back to you anyway. But I'll go down there and I'll see what I could do downstairs, okay? But either way, I'll cancel, like, all future billings, too. But I just want to kind of go down there and see what I could do about getting the refund issued. But I'll definitely send confirmation that we're going to stop working on it and cancel all future payments so you won't have to worry about getting charged from us ever again.
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right. Sorry about this, David. I'll see what I could do, though, okay? I'll reach back out to you if I could get them to pull that money out of the opposite account or get them to issue the refund for you, okay?
All right. No worries. Thank you.
All right. You're welcome.